Who would like to start us out with some prayer?
I will.
Okay, Vita.
Well, Father, we're just truly thankful for this moment, this time that we can come together and gather together and hear of the wonderful things that you are doing. Thank you, Father, for the fact that you are our dad and that you totally take care of us in every situation in life, and that we can always come to you and we can cast every care we have upon you, God, and just leave it there because we know that you're faithful and definitely capable and able of taking care of it and also willing. So we thank you for this morning. We thank you for every word we will hear, that it will saturate our hearts to the innermost parts of our hearts, God, that it will be words that you have ready for us to hear. We thank you for every person here, for their life, their health. We thank you for their stand for you, Father, and how for you that is no small matter, God, because each one of your kids matter and everything that you've called them to do matter to you and is big in your eyes. So we just thank you for the body of Christ and how you have put that together so wonderfully. We thank you, Father, for all the different things that are going on around the world, God, and that we are the lights of the world and that we are the one who we bring light into dark situations. So we thank you for the opportunity to just brighten up someone's life to just today and every day as we walk about this world being Christ. So we thank you for Donnie and Patty and for their life, God, and for their faithfulness to continue to stand for you and do the things that you've called them to do. Thank you for this wonderful morning. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Anyone else like to pray or have anything specific they'd like to pray for?
Well, Father, I thank you this morning for your heart to us. I thank you for the goodness that you give us and that we have in our lives. I thank you, Father, for all of our individual personal needs get met, because we as a community of believing believers can believe with one another and have that community believing for all things good to happen to all of us. I thank you again for your love and your concern for our lives and how you take care of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Father, thank you for your continued care for our lives. Thank you for your grace and mercy and for your tender forgiveness. Thank you, Father, for the way you always supply our every need. You always hear our every request, and that you're busy accomplishing those things for us. Father, thank you that we can recognize you're working in our lives moment by moment, day by day. Thank you, God, for continuing to do that, continuing to perform every promise that you have made until the day that you send your son back for us. Thank you, Father, for continuing to work mightily in our lives, continuing to inspire us and direct our steps so that we can accomplish the things that we desire to accomplish and all those things that you put in our heart to accomplish too. Thank you, Father, for these things. Thank you specifically for Cindy Wall this morning. Thank you for Steve. Thank you for continuing to work mightily in that situation and heal her. And direct Steve's steps and give him the wisdom and knowledge that he needs to navigate through that whole situation. Thank you for putting the right people around her and for her continued healing in the name of Jesus Christ. And we're grateful for all the things that you do for each one of us as we continue to keep our eyes upon you and upon your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. All right. Well, amen about all that stuff. So what's been going on? Anyone have anything on their heart they'd like to share? Any great testimonies?
Well, I do.
Okay.
I read something this morning that made me think of the fellowship. And it was just, it really was wonderful. It's called The Friends I've Never Met. And I don't think I've met anybody in the fellowship one face to face except for Donnie, Patty, Anthony, Justin, Charlie, and Karen. I think that's it. So this is what it says. It's strange to have a friend that you never hugged, shook their hand, or looked into their eyes, but you have been touched by their soul, seen the good in their hearts, and felt the warmth of their being. The friends I've never met are not my friends untouched. And and that just that's exactly how I feel about the fellowship of believers here. And I thought that's just apropos. I also, let me see, here it is. I also have something I would like people to believe with me for. I didn't know about it when you said specific things, because so you knew what it was about. In 2017, I wanted to do a podcast that uplifted and helped people get through things. And so I went back in there and tried to set it up. I set it up as much as I could, but I can't record anything because I have to have my face in front of the microphone on the screen. I can't read what I want to read. And the problem there is I only have a phone. So if everybody would just believe with me for somebody here in my family or my extended family here, if I can get like a pad or something that I can have to write stuff on, that would be great. But I'd like to share with you what I think will be the first episode, if that's okay. It's what's your state of mind? Everything we are hearing both sides in the political and religious arena is fear-mongering, leading the whole world, that's us, astray. Only you can decide whether you are led astray or you take charge of yourself. Choose what type of person you're going to be. Will you be ruled by the winds of the sea, or will you be the calm that walks on the water? Rise above the storms around you. Rise above and do not allow the storm to be in you. Rise above to protect your heart, your mind, and your soul. Rise above doubt that wants to eat away at your brain. Rise above all types of fear, because fear brings nothing but torment. Only you can be the master of your personal domain. Proverbs 16:32 says, he who is slow to anger is better and more honorable than the mighty soldier. And he who rules and controls his own spirit, your mind and your emotions, than he who captures a city. Be aware of your thoughts throughout the day so you don't allow the world to dominate your thinking. The world will cause you to feel like gum on their shoes. Don't allow the thoughts of the world to walk through your mind with its filthy boots. Stand tall. Walk with your head straight forward, and don't be sidetracked. Do this every day in your mind and body, whether you feel like it or not. It will change your life and others around you. Be water. This is your cousin Christian, your Annie Oakley of today. That's all for now. I hope to see you tomorrow.
Wonderful. That's great. Great. I'm not going to be gum on anybody's shoe. They're going to be gum on mine. I like that figure. It's great.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. What else is going on? Anybody? Hey, Karen. I can't hear you. Come on, Charlie.
Okay, he finally got it back on.
Okay, there you go.
We're muted. You know, we have to do that for our birds and all about here.
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
Go ahead, Karen. Yeah, Cheryl, we got all of it. We're good. Cheryl, we can hear you. It's good.
I can't hear you guys talking.
Okay, well, we're talking.
Anyway, I'm doing good. It's been, 3 days now?
Yep.
Still a little sore, but I'm going slow. It's doing good. And no complications at all from the surgery, so that was great.
Good. Well, glad you're doing better.
Yep. Thank you.
Awesome. Wonderful.
She's been sleeping a lot lately.
Yeah. Yeah, my days are mostly sleeping and my nights, so.
That's okay. Every once in a while. Every once in a while, you got to pull a Rip Van Winkle, you know?
Yeah.
Well, a Percocet didn't help, so.
Yeah, well. Yeah, we're getting off of that pretty quick, though. I don't like it at all.
Right.
Makes me sleep. I don't like to sleep. I'm a awake person.
Yes.
I like to be awake.
Yeah, that's generally the better state of mind.
Yes, it is. So.
Well, good. I'm glad you're recovering well and you're almost back to normal. That's good. 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 All right. Any testimonies?
Oh, I
got to have something. What?
You were praying for Cindy B and Steve earlier.
Yeah.
And actually she's doing better. And if I can find, I don't think I sent you the last thing on here. Let me just read it to you so you have the update.
Okay.
There it is. Okay. So, okay. This was a couple days ago. Cindy is feeling better. She hasn't had any breathing problems, and this is while she's in the hospital still. And if she does, and if she does, they taught her how to handle it. The doctor came in this morning and had her drink some apple juice, and she did fine. If she is able to eat solid food, she could go home today. So then a little bit later, it says she's, you know, another text from him, which is actually post on Facebook. She's being discharged, exclamation point. We're spending the night in Gainesville because I already paid for the hotel room. And then we'll head to Tallahassee in the morning. So they're probably on their way right now.
Yeah.
But she has rapidly improved. You know, for those of you who don't know, she had gotten a clean bill of health. And then about a couple of months ago, she started having this throat problem where she couldn't swallow. And then she started losing weight again. And she couldn't eat. So she became weak. You know, that kind of deal happens to us. The flesh, you know. So anyway, then she, long story short, she went to the ER about 4 or 5 days ago in Tallahassee where they live, and, you know, they put her on fluids and IV and that kind of thing. And then they went to Gainesville where, you know, the hospital is that her doctor is who has helped her in the past and, you know, really, her, you know, the confidence that she has in that place that it helped her with whatever procedures were necessary. So anyway, this is all since her and Steve were here. And so basically how I see it is she's healed again.
Mm-hmm.
And he heals us again and again.
Right.
You know, and I thought this morning about it, I thought about where it says in the Word of God, in the Scripture, I am the God, this is God speaking, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Right?
Yeah.
So it's gifts of healings, you know, repeated healings. He heals us again and again. You know, I thought, I'm not going to look it up and read it, but I also thought about in Daniel, where Daniel had, he was working it so hard, thinking about it, the dreams, you know, and trying to put it together. And to the point where he got physically and emotionally drained and sick. And God sent the angel to him, and he healed him, and he said, I am healed. You know, the angel said, you're healed. You're fine. And then he said, I am healed. I should look it up and read it to you because it's really cool how it's worded. I'll do that in a minute, okay? I'll come back to that one. But, you know, God is willing to do what he says he's going to do. He's healed us by Jesus Christ's stripes. We were healed. And if it has to happen again and again, then it happens again and again. You know, and just like, you know, we're to walk in love and forgiveness and forgive 7 times 70, which means infinitely we forgive. Infinitely God heals us. No matter what it takes, no matter what we need, you know, cause we're body, soul, and spirit. The body gets weak and things happen. The flesh is bananas, right? It's crazy, but God is always working. And then, of course, our soul life is where our thoughts are. Got to keep them right. Right, Cheryl? I don't know if you can hear us anymore. She's still there.
Yeah,
okay.
She's still.
Your thought life, it takes preeminence over, you know, the body. And then the spirit within you takes preeminence over even that. Just knowing that it's God and Christ in you. And with God, we're everything. And without him, we're nothing. Right? Okay. That's all I got for now.
Okay.
I'll look that thing up.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing that we can ever do that would keep God from doing the things that we need him to do, whether it be, you know, something in the physical realm, you know, of our environment, or our physical body. You know, there is nothing that we can do to prohibit him from wanting to do that. And the only thing that we need to supply is the confidence and faith in God, that trust in God that he will perform what he's promised to perform. You know, and that's our constant battle that we fight day by day, whether to believe, you know, what the five senses tell us or to believe what God has told us. It's that simple of a choice. And when we choose to believe God, we see the results. When we choose to believe our five senses, we get those results, you know. And, mm-hmm. and that's, you know, not any of us, there's not a one of us that has done it perfectly every day of our lives. That's why we have a perfect Lord and Savior. So. Because he did that part for us. We just reap the benefits day by day, right? We just supply our heart, and God does all the rest. And it's a crazy world out there right now. It's not necessarily any crazier than it's ever been. It's just that because of the ease that technology has brought all this information to us, we're bombarded by it. You know, I mean, there were wars and rumors of wars when Jesus Christ walked the planet, right? There were crazy leaders in countries when Jesus Christ walked the planet, just as crazy as some of them are now, maybe even crazier. All right. I haven't heard any reports on any of the media that Christians had been buried up to their necks in dirt and then, you know, made a spectacle of in an arena, right? If you've ever read the history of the first 100 years of the Christian church, you'd know what I'm referring to. You know, the Caesars had some really whack ideas, crazy, insane, and brutal things that they did. I haven't heard of that lately. So all I'm saying is, as crazy as it may seem, it has always been that crazy, if not crazier. More and more evil we hear of day by day. That's why we have to feed ourselves with more and more of the truth. One with another, we share the truth. We speak of the things that God's doing, not the things that the adversary's doing. Because he will always do what he's doing until the day that, you know, he has to go into the lake of fire and cease to exist. Right? But, you know, you and I, it's more important for us to speak the truth to each other, to walk in truth, right? Because that's where the joy comes from in our lives. When we recognize the things that God is doing for us day by day, the things that God is doing for other believers day by day, not the things that the adversary is doing day by day. I don't care to listen to that all, you know, at all. I want to hear of God. I want to hear from God. And that's what encourages me. That's what encourages all of us when we focus on those things that God has been doing and God needs to do for us, right? Because that's when we see God's power working, right? When we're focused on it. So, you know, that's our challenge day by day. You know, what am I going to listen to? Am I going to be, you know, the three monkeys, right? Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. That's a negative thing, the three monkeys. But you know what? It's kind of truthful in a way. Because if I'm hearing no evil, then I'm hearing the truth. If I'm speaking no evil, then I'm speaking the truth. Right? If I'm seeing no evil, that means I'm seeing the truth, right? So those three monkeys in our perspective become three believers, right? So let's be the three believers. Let's look at God. Let's look at his promises. Let's speak of God. Let's speak of his promises, you know? Let's hear from God. Like we do when we come together, right? We hear from our Father in many different voices. Okay? So, what else going on?
Hey, so I'll say something here.
All right, Andrew.
All right. Okay. Well, so kind of along the lines of what you were saying, this is kind of an interesting story, but, I was at work, and the funny part about that is right before then, I went to a live jam where I played music, and it was very fun. Ended up staying up way too late, and I had overtime the next morning. So I got home about 11:30, and then I had to take a shower, get something to eat, and get up again by like 4:00. So I got like maybe 2.5 hours of sleep. So anyways, I go into work. I go into work and they're talking. I get through about half the day and they're talking just this mad stuff about the apocalypse and the end of the world and all this stuff about how Russia and the United States are going to use nuclear war and, you know, stuff, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, this is the apocalypse. It's going to come. It's going to come. And I'm saying, okay, no, there's certain things that need to happen. And second of all, we're still here. And he kept on going and going and going. And just, so I put my earphones on. And about like 30 minutes later, he's like, Andrew, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Andrew? I was like, Paul, you still talking? You still talking about that? Right? He's like, yeah, because this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I know, I've been in the military. I know, I see red writing on the wall. I was like, well, I was like, God, what do I do? And then, he, you know, very, very calmly, he told me what to say. I said, Paul, you probably just want the end of the world to come because you don't want to pay off that new truck you got. So that's why you want the end of the world to come. He was like, no, man, I'm serious. I was like, okay, just shut up, man. You don't know what you're talking about. Just be quiet. I said, I tried to tell you what was up, and you didn't want to hear it, so just be quiet. So anyways, he shut up just right then and there. But it's funny because, you know, the very funny part about that is, you know, I was just joking, by the way. But the interesting part about that is that I'm so glad that I know the truth, and I'm not being led about by what somebody else is saying. I can go to the source myself and check it out and see what's up, you know? And it's so funny how people just get led by all this stuff. And it's like, you know, like Donnie was saying, what are we going to look at? Are we going to look at the world, or are we going to look at God's goodness? Are we going to look at the fact that God has supplied us with every single thing that we ever needed? And it says, by his stripes we were healed. And that's back in Isaiah. That's a prophecy about Jesus Christ. And even further than that, in Romans, it says, you know, we were predestinated to be transformed to the image of his son. So God, he figured all this shit out before we even needed to. It's like I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh, well, you know, what am I going to wear? Or what am I going to eat? What am I going to do? What's going to happen? Oh, God. Oh, what's that? What's that? What's that on the news? Oh, my God. But it's like, no. All we have to do is really have our head in the Word and what God has to say. Because, you know, I don't know where it is, but I searched for God. In the tempest, he wasn't there. I searched for God in the fire, but he was in the still, calm breeze. That's where I found him. And it's like, okay, you know, that all that stuff was directed to get my mind off God and get my mind off the fact that he supplied me with everything and I lacked nothing. Even energy from 3 hours of sleep, he supplied me with that. That's a miracle in itself, because when I'm sleepy, I sleep. I sleep and nothing wakes me up.
Very true.
But no, it's more than we think about it. It really is. You know, God told me last week or couple weeks ago that I made the box, don't put me in it. I made it, don't put me in it. So, I love you guys. You guys are wonderful. And, you know, just, man, just keep on keeping on. You know, God has supplied us with everything. I had no doubt that Karen's surgery was going to go fly with colors.
Perfection.
You know, I have no doubt about Alicia's surgery, that God's going to be working through that doctor's hands. Because you know what? He already did it. What, 1,000 years? Okay, well, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day with God. He saw us from the throwing down the foundations of the earth, and he said what we were going to need.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, those James Bond movies. It's like, okay, how do they know what he's going to need before they, it was like, okay, yeah, I need a watch that shoots darts. How do you know that's what he's going to need? And he uses it at the right time. How do they know? Well, that's our lives, you know? God gives us everything we need to complete the mission. If we need a quarter to put in the vending machine to get this energy drink, he's going to give it to us, you know? If we need a kidney, or if we need a friend, if we need somebody just to walk out of the blue and say, hey, you don't need to do that. You need to do this. We have everything, and we need to stop doubting. But hey, I love you guys. I'm gonna be quiet now.
Thanks, Andrew. That's wonderful. That's great. Yeah. How did they know he needed that?
Yeah, right?
Well, God knows what we need, that's for sure. He's a lot better than those tech guys that 007 has on his side.
So. Andrew, that lady to your right says everything with her smile. She doesn't need words. What a gift. What a gift.
And my wonderful sister.
I see a set of twins sitting there.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Mommy and daughter. Yeah. Well, I got something that I'll share.
Okay, Vita.
You know, just think about how, I guess you can say easy this life is that God has given us, especially from the perspective of, you know, what we should be doing each and every day, and how it's not hard. It's just something that is easy, you know. Because I know many times I've pushed myself to say, well, you know, what I'm supposed to be doing, how I'm supposed to be doing it. And it's like God gives us those works to do, and they are easy works. So here I am in a new neighborhood, and I'm like, okay, God, well, I don't know anybody out here. My kids don't even visit me anymore. You know, Alicia don't even come visit me anymore. On occasion they do, but not like before. So it's like, okay, I don't know a whole lot of people out in this area. And so, but I know my husband, and so we, have been getting out in the neighborhood and just hanging out and stuff. And it's this, I think I've spoken of this place once before. It's a little Mexican restaurant up the street. And it's like we are continually going in there. And so Tony actually is this girl. Her name is Allison. I did tell you about it because I told you about a girl who mom, you know, I spoke to about her mom who, at that day, she was crying. So when we went back in there other day, she was happy and saying, all is well. Everything is good. So we're like, okay, great. We're going to leave it at that. Everything is great, you know, because that was not her confession before, you know, when we spoke the word to her. But another lady in there, she's actually the manager bartender. And Tony told her that I kind of do marriage counseling or whatever. I don't know what he told her. But from that time on, she wanted my number. And then, but she made a statement. She said, I really don't want to be married. I said, well, why do you want counseling then? What you want counseling for? So, but I figured that was just, you know, words coming out of her mouth. That wasn't really her heart. So the other day we went in and her actually it's her boyfriend, they live together. They have a baby, so they're not married. Like I said, she didn't want to get married. And I think it's something that she's looking for, which, you know, we kinda know what it is, right? And but she don't know what it is, and she wants help, in that. She's seen something in Tony and I. You know, she's seen the God in Christ in us and how we react to each other, the things that we talk about. And so she asked me the other day, she said, let me just get your number. She said, we're going to invite you all over to our home. We don't invite people over, but we're inviting you all over. And I mean, these are kids, you know, 35 years old or whatever. I think he said he was 40. She's probably right around 35. And they just have attached themselves to us, you know, because there is something that they see. And we know what it is that they see. They see the God in Christ in us. So here we are in a Mexican restaurant, and we are holding forth the word of truth, the word of life. And people see that. And it just reminds me how easy it is, our jobs, our responsibilities before God, how easy it is, you know, and it's not a struggle. God will give us the works. If we're there, our hearts is open, and we're just ready to do what it is that he directs us to do. And we have talked about God. We've never said, you know, John 3:16, da, 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 you know, but our being, our existence, everything that we do is about God. And people see that, and they want that. They don't know what it is that they're saying, but they want it. And she's not the only one. So it's just a reminder of, you know, we are exactly where we need to be. You know, we don't have to, well, I wish I was so-and-so, or I wish I was here, or I wish I was there. Wherever you are, God has things for you to do, and we are exactly where we need to be. We're doing exactly what we need to do. And, you know, yes, the political climate out there is crazy. What people are thinking, what people are saying out there, it is crazy. However, God tells us to overcome evil with good. You know, we walk in and we present good. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We present good because we are children of good, who is God, right? So that's who we are. That's our DNA. So where we put our foot, every step that we take, and we have to really think this, every step that we put our foot is holy ground. Because we are holy. And it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. And it doesn't even matter that you even said shit at fellowship like you just did, Andrew. You should have seen Nina's face when you did that. She's just like, oh! It doesn't matter. We are children of God.
Sorry.
It's okay. It was like, I just saw Nina's face and it was like, it was priceless. You know, it's all those things does not matter because it's the Spirit of God that lives in us that is perfect, you know. And we have so much to give to people. I don't care what they're talking about. I don't care what they're watching on TV. I don't care who they're voting for. It doesn't matter. You just go out and you overcome evil with good. It's like, okay, God, McDonald's not so bad. It's pretty cool. I get to, you know, do this with my husband, and that's even, you know, just as good. So, we get to share in that together because this is what I love to do. You know, I love to talk about God. If I'm not talking about God, then I'm completely out of my elements. You know, this is my element, talking about God and just living and doing the things of God. That's what makes me happy. That's what blessed me. And so, yeah, just overcome evil with good by being who we are. And while we're out there, just enjoying life. I mean, me and Tony, we're out enjoying life, and we get to share of the goodness of God. So, there you go.
Beautiful. Thanks, Vita. That's great. Yep. Wherever we are, God will inspire us to speak, to do, and to represent Him and His Son. So it's an easy thing what we've got going on. We don't have to solve the world's problems. We just have to minister to one person at a time, and that's an easy deal. So easy. So thanks, Vita. That's great.
You know, Donnie, and our words do, it changes things, because it's when we speak, it's the same power that said, "Let there be light." That's the power we have behind our words. So if something is not the way you want it to be, or the way you like for it to be, then speak it differently. Speak truth into that, you know, because it's the same power behind "let there be light" in your words. We are children of God. We are in his image. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be afraid of nothing.
That's right. Right. Wonderful. Anything else?
When I was carrying the twins, well, first of all, I just said, well, I'm just have two pregnant. So I said, George said he wanted my husband at the time said he wanted more children. I said, well, you better. Ever believe I have twins. So when we went to the sonogram and there were twins, he just about fell over. So I was carrying them, and you know how you go and do the ultrasound? Well, one, they said, well, one was a lot bigger than the other. And so Stephen was a lot bigger than Andrew. And so I said, well, what is that? He said, well, one of them's taking all the nourishment from the other. I said, well, what can we do about that? And he said, well, there's nothing we can do. I said, well, yeah. I said, well, God, I don't want one of them to, I said, I don't want them to be like within a pound of each other. I don't want one of them to be real big and one of them to be real small. And I want them to both be over 6 pounds. So that they don't have to go into legal neighborhood, you know. So I'm carrying them, you know, and they're getting bigger and bigger. So I thought I was in labor, and I went to the hospital, and they said, no, you're not in labor. And I just started crying, and they were so mean. I said, I want them out of here. But anyway, when they induced labor, I went to have a cesarean. And one of them, see, Stephen was 7 pounds, 15 ounces, and Andrew was 7 pounds, 5 ounces. And they said they were the biggest twins. And I just had to praise God. You know, they said, these are just like singles. So I thought about that. And I said, they said there was nothing they could do, but I knew it was something God could do. Yeah. And it's wonderful, because we don't have to depend on what the doctor said.
Yeah.
The doctor just goes, you know, I praise God for doctors, but we have a bigger, a more powerful source we can go to. And when they wash their hands of you, so to speak, of the situation, we can always confound them.
Yes.
God is so much bigger, and God is able, and there's nothing impossible with God.
Yeah.
And all things are possible.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about that, how my son Stephen that fell asleep, he would always watch movies, and he'd always get these things from movies and say, wow, that's so godly. And there's one part in The Matrix,
mm-hmm,
where it says it's easy to what is it?
Here, it's easy, you can
it's easy to walk.
We can walk the path and not
know
what.
Yeah, it's easier to know the path. So it's one thing to know the path. It's another thing to walk the path.
Yeah.
That's So we have the privilege to walk the path with God and to have things come to pass.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are so many opportunities with help. Because my son, Stephen, had Hodgkin lymphoma, and they had given him 2 weeks to live. And he was stage four. And we had his prayer. Because, you know, they said, well, the treatment should kill him. You know what I mean? So anyway, so we had this prayer every time he got a treatment. That it, God, we thank you that it goes and affects the things that it needs to affect and doesn't harm anything else. So they say he took that stuff like it was candy. So I just thank God. I thank God that I know the truth, and I thank God that he continues to teach me the truth, and that I can stand on the truth. And, you know, I just want to walk the path.
Yes. Yes.
So, I thank you guys for this fellowship. I thank you for just the being together, because that iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sharpen my iron all the time.
The vice versa.
So God bless you guys.
God bless you all.
God bless you too. Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, the testimonies that we have in our lives, all of us, we have so many great testimonies of God's deliverance, God's power. And those are the things that God encourages us to remember. You know, remember those great things that I've done for you. Because when you come up on today's challenges, you'll need to have the same kind of faith that you had then. You know, and that was the encouragement that God made to Israel. Every generation, every time they were challenged with something, God would always bring them first to, hey, remember what I can do for you. Remember what I'm capable of. And then everything will be fine. Right? Because we are challenged every day with new things, right? New things to us, perhaps. Not anything new under the sun. We know that. There's not anything that we're dealing with that not that a million other people have dealt with throughout the course of history, right? But we continue to stand on the truth that God is faithful. God's faithful, right? No matter what we did yesterday, God is still faithful. You know, when we finally come back to Him and come back to a focus on Him and our heart drilling down into the promises of God and the ability of God and the willingness of God, just like He has done so many times in the past, we get our deliverance. We get our answer. We always do. You know, we always do when we come to that place. Oh yeah, we can also remember the times when we couldn't do it. We had to go a different route. Right? For some reason. And that reason is always just this. Flesh, this stuff, it's the flesh, it's not perfect, you know, and our brain is flesh too, it's part of our flesh, it doesn't work the way it's supposed to work all the time, sometimes it gets those glitches in the matrix, right, the glitch in the faith, in our heart, right, we get a glitch going, and we can't seem to snap out of it until we reboot, and when we reboot, we reboot into God. We plug into God. We plug into His power, His promise. And then we see great things. We all do. None of us see any more than anybody else. We all see the same grace of God. We all stand in that same grace of God. His favor toward you. He favors you. You're the apple of His eye. He favors you. So what is it that you need? What is it that you want to do? He will accomplish those things. And you know, we always wrestle, oh, yeah, I know that. But this is different. No, it's not any different. What you're going through is no different. You know, how many times have you said that to yourself or said it to others or heard people say it to you? Yeah, I know God's willing. I know God's able. But this is different. Sorry. You're going to lose that argument. You want to sit down with the Lord and have him talk it over with you? You're going to lose the argument. Right? He's the one who's faithful. No circumstance is any different than any other for God. Nothing's more difficult for God. Something's easy. Something's difficult. It's all easy for God. It's all easy for him. And as we remember that, we're brought to peace in our own heart and mind. We're at rest in our own heart and mind. Right? We physically need rest, but we need it in our soul also. We need rest. You know, we don't need to struggle and fight mentally and emotionally over things. We can be at rest. You know, our bodies need rest. Well, our soul life needs rest too. We need to be able to just sit down, take a breath, and say, you know, God, it's all yours. Right? And rest in that. And there's nothing greater to bring us to that place than speaking in tongues. When we speak in tongues, when we're challenged with stuff, we have to take a step back, remove ourselves from the situation, and make that perfect prayer. Make that giving of thanks in a perfect way to our Heavenly Father and give it all to Him. There's nothing greater that we have than speaking in tongues to accomplish that, right? Especially, you know, with the challenge this is that we're all faced with challenges. And it's no more challenging today than it was the first day I, you know, heard the truth. It's still a challenge, right? But through it all, God gives us the victory. We're in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In everything. More than conquerors. Right? Super conquerors. Hooper Nikeo. We got super Nikes on. We are empowered with the same power that spoke life into being. That spoke and said, let there be light, right? Our words are the same as that, right? Boy, you know, so much of the truth is so easy. It's so easy. It's not complicated. All of it is, right? The things that are from above are easy to be entreated. This is an easy thing. You know, all I got to do is believe you, God. All I have to do is trust you. That's easy. You mean I don't have to go out there and wear my knuckles to the bone, knocking on doors to make myself worthy? No, don't have to. You know, there's just so much more. But I'll wait. I'm going to wait for anything else. Okay, so what else?
All right. I found the section in Daniel. I'm going to try to keep it brief. This is one of my favorite playgrounds in the Word of God. And we did a class maybe 10 years ago. I don't even know. On the end times, we called it the coming of the Lord. And I taught the different chronology of Daniel and how it related to some things in the book of Revelation, and then Donnie taught some things in Revelation. It was incredible stuff, and I've just always loved the things in Daniel, because basically Daniel was a man who had great, great, great desire to know God, to understand things that to understand, and he loved his people. Daniel is one of my favorites from the scriptures, because he was someone who had great, great, great desires. So therefore, God honored that and gave him many visions. In fact, he gave him visions regarding, it's kind of like scripture buildup from the beginning of like in Daniel 2 all the way to where I'm looking at in Daniel 10. He gave him visions about basically four world powers that were and would come and are now, this day that we're in. It's called the times of the Gentiles, and I won't get into all that, but in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel is an old man, you know, and he's got flesh. He becomes weary just like anybody, and he has been taken by God and put appointed to and made to be great since he was a teenager, and put him in positions of authority in the government, and then God worked in him, and it always became a glory and honor to God what the man Daniel did, because he desired to love and to know and to trust and to stand for the true God. Daniel had tremendous hunger and desire. And so we find ourselves in Daniel chapter 10 here. And, you know, the man's had a number of visions. He's had a number of dreams in the past that God has shown him stuff. So in this particular one, it's the vision of the river Hiddekel. And basically he and some other believers were at this river, and Daniel basically was deep in the vision. He was deep in a dream, so to speak. And the other people that were there felt a rumbling, you know, but they didn't hear a voice. So anyway, the long and the short of it, the verse I wanted to read, and then I'll give you maybe a little cool little tidbits that go with it, but it's in verse 19. It says, this is Gabriel speaking to him. All right. It says, he said, and also in verse 17, Daniel talked about, there's no strength in me. You know, he was worn out. This was stressful. He was stressed out, like we might want to say. And, Gabriel came to him again, and he said to him, "Oh, man greatly beloved." And in Hebrew, it's the word, "Oh, man of great desire." Oh, man of great desire. And this is the third time that this is said in the book of Daniel. You're somebody with great desire. You want to know God. You want to do the right thing. You want to do by your people what God has called you to do. I hope no one's bored out there listening to all this. Hi, Charlie. Okay, so he said, "Oh, man of great desire, peace be unto thee. Be strong, and yea, be strong." And he had already told him previously, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid." You know, the fear-mongering kind of thing that's out there going on. "Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me," Daniel says, "I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me." So how is that any different than God saying to us, you know, "I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Or, "You are a new creation in Christ," or, "You are healed by Jesus Christ's stripes." You know, it's been the same recurring theme through all of the history of mankind in relationship to God, that God wants to heal us. He wants to bless us. He wants to give us those things. But we need to be people of great desire and hunger, and wake up hungry every morning. Great desire. There's so much more to this whole chapter. Like one thing that's really cool, the little snippets I told you I'd tell you about. The angel Gabriel shares with Daniel that, "Hey, it's been a challenging time for me to get to you, because I've been out there fighting the prince of Persia for 21 days. Whoa. I mean, here's this spirit being speaking to Daniel, literally telling him, sharing his heart with him. "Hey, I would have gotten here sooner, but I was out there fighting the prince of Persia. And that is a literal spirit ruling power in the devil spirit kingdom. Hello? It's still true. And, you know, Persia is modern day Iran. Okay. So anyway, and then he says in verse 20, Gabriel, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. I'm going back to kick that guy's little butt, Andrew. I was going to say another word, and I thought you'd appreciate it. But anyways, for the sake of everyone here, when I was gone forth, lo, the prince of Grecia shall come forth. Okay, then this ruling spirit power of Greece is going to come forth. But I will show thee, again, Gabriel's telling Daniel, I'll show you, verse 21, which is noted in the scripture of truth. Hello, all the answers to life and godliness are written in the scripture of truth, and you got to love it, or, you know, if you don't want to, you can just do whatever you want to do. But I happen to love it, and I happen to love to search it and seek it out and work it, work it, work it. I'll show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth, that there is none that holdeth with me in these things, or stands, or is strengthened with me in these things, Gabriel's saying, but your prince Michael. Okay, the ruling angel powers on God's team, the good guys. Michael, Gabriel, who's the other one?
There's only the two.
Oh, those two?
They're the two head honchos.
Trick questions. So, Michael, your prince, he's the one. So anyway, he goes on. Here's Daniel in his old age. He's getting tired. He's hung in there. He stood. His flesh is weary. Gabriel comes to him again, and he'd seen him in previous years and spoken to him. He comes to him and he heals him. He strengthens him, and he's like, hey, you said be strong. I am strengthened. You know, God says to us, you're healed by Jesus Christ's stripes. I am healed. We don't say, oh, I got this and that and the other thing wrong with me. No, we speak the truth of the word, the promise, not the problem. And then that gives wings to deliverance in our lives. It gives that breath of life to our bodies when we speak the words of life. Mm-hmm. You know, God called those things that be not as though they were. He spoke them into being, and he's given us that power and ability and capability to, when we're walking by the Spirit, to speak health over our bodies and our souls and our hearts. And we go through things. We get troubled. We get stressed. We have pain. We still have the authority and the power to do these things, even as we're aging. Some of you out there, not me. Just kidding. You know, we have that authority and power. So we have to tap into it. We have to believe God. You know, I've had so many healings in my life. It just amazes me every day of my life when I think about what God has done to deliver my flesh so that I could continue to grow in grace for him and for you and my husband. Being heirs together, the grace of life, I think about, Donnie can say to me, honey, it's going to be okay. And you know, it's just like, oh, okay. Yeah. And that's all I need to hear. Maybe some people aren't so fortunate to have a husband or a mate or whatever. They need us. They need all of us. Like Vita was sharing with, you know, show up at the right place at the right time. Love the people that you're with. Give them what? Speak life. Speak truth. Help them. Bless them. Like Michael said about Nina. Hey, your smile. That's about all. I've just had it after I've seen your smile. It's so healing. Really. And if you've heard her laugh, oh, you still my heart. I could just have a good case of Nina around me all the time. And it's just so, you know, Mary Hart just did like a medicine, right? So that's a great chapter in the book of Daniel. You know, it's a little hard to follow. You kind of gotta well, you just read what's written. You know, the chronology of Daniel, chapters 9, 10, 11, and 12 are in order. Some of the previous chapters are not, because they're like flashbacks and foreshadowings and stuff like that. So, not that I'm so smart. I just have great desire. I love looking at God's word. And I'd like to encourage you to just, you know, do what you like to do and bless people in whatever way you do it best.
Amen.
Amen, honey. Amen.
That's wonderful. Yeah. I mean, you don't need to know the chronology to get a great encouragement out of that section right there, because you know how much strengthening do we require every day, and where do we find our strength? Right, we find it when God speaks to us, right? And He always does. He doesn't have to go with the angels anymore. Thankfully, we don't have to wait on the angels to get done with the battle to come back and spend some time with us and strengthen us. Because God is ever present in our lives, and He continues to speak to us. So we find great strength in that, that's for sure. Wonderful. What were you saying, Michael?
The word for that I've termed is suspended revelation. Like in chapter 12 of Revelations, he's going back and forth between the woman and time and different things, and that's just the way that's how He writes a script.
I've heard it described as spiritual telescoping. You know, there's all kinds of names for it. It's like a movie. It's a flashback and a foreshadowing. It's, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun. It's fun. It's a script of life.
Right.
By the way, everyone, I read about, let's see, I read chapter 7, 8, 9, 10, I think 11, 12 of Michael's book on my phone until my eyes got blurry and I couldn't read anymore, but it is phenomenal. And he told me you should read it on your laptop or your whatever.
Tablet.
It's like.
What chapters did you read again?
Up, I don't know, like 7, until I couldn't read.
Did you read seven both parts, the quickening?
Oh, yeah. I started in 7 because that's where what you sent me was starting in 7. So up to 7, I don't know. But
what's your opinion? What's your opinion of my fusion theology?
That may be longer than we want to spend.
Yeah. Well, you have this. I'll put it this way. You have this very creative and artistic way of speaking the truth.
Thank you.
In a different way, in your way, in God and Christ and in Michael's way. I love it. So.
Well, you know, who was the herdsman?
God and Christ.
Hosea.
In me.
Hosea was a herdsman. Michael is his own man. Paul spoke the way he spoke. You know, Peter spoke the way he spoke. You know, he wasn't trying to be Paul, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to be a Mounds bar. The Peter Paul Mounds bar. You know, we are who we are, and we speak in our own vernacular, in our own way. And Michael has a way of speaking and expressing the truth that is Michael. You know, Matt has a way of speaking the truth that's Matt. Vita, the same, you know.
Everybody.
Ruth, you speak it, baby.
Right, girl.
And we all do, you know. I mean, Kurt can lay it out in German like nobody's business, right, Kurt? Amen. You know, so, I mean, we do that. We are individuals. God has called each one of us in particular. And there is no replacement for you, and you do as God works in you to do. You know, you may not be a writer, but you may be a something else, right? We are all unique and individual and needed, right? The eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you, right? Don't need you. The nose can't say to the ear, hey, don't have any need of you, right? We are all members in particular, and we all do something so unique. We really do. And, you know, we may not be able to get our head around that completely, but that's still the truth, right? You know, you may not have the kind of desire that Patty has to dig through the detail and put things together, you know, in the scripture like she has a desire to do. You know what I mean? You may not have that. That's okay, right? We all have a unique part in this big picture. And, you know, we never should sit and say, I think, you know, someone mentioned it before, you know, I want to be like him, or I want to be like her, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. Why not? You just do what you desire to do. What do you desire? Right? That's what God is working in you, to will and to do of his good pleasure. And I don't think God has any more pleasure than to see you do the things that you love doing. Not the things that you see I love doing. I mean, you don't have to do what I do. You don't have to seek to do that. You have to seek to do what is in your own heart to do. And that's when we really see the power of God begin to move, you know, like it did in the first century. You know, like we read of in the book of Acts, we see that whole thing replaying wherever there are believers that are uniquely determined to do as God works in them to do. We see the power of God rise up. We see the power of God begin to reach out, and we see the signs, miracles, and wonders following, because we are believing God. Not to be like somebody else, but we're believing God to do it, what he has called us to do. You know, in our place, right? In this where we find ourselves today, I can do great things for God. You can do great things for God. We each can. And that's what he's called us to, you know, to do great things for him, regardless of what's transpired in our lives. You know? So, great things. Anybody else have anything on their heart? All right. Amen. Some great stuff there then. Well, good. Why don't we pray? Let's pray. Have some manifestations. All right. My bucket's full, as Ashish used to say. I came with an empty bucket and God filled it up for me. My God always provides. So Father, thank you for your wonderful blessings. Thank you for the way you continue to work mightily within each of us. Thank you for the inspiration that we find in you, for the strength we find in you. Thank you, Father, for the way your words do strengthen us, whether they be by the mouth of an angel or the mouth of a brother or sister in Christ, or your very voice speaking in our ear. Thank you, Father, for the strength we find in the truth, and that it's resilient in that way each and every moment we come to it and open our ears to it. Thank you, Father, for the way you continue to uplift us and upgird us, the way you strengthen us and guide our steps, the way you continue to perform for us when we need you and nothing else. Thank you, Father, for opening the eyes of our understanding so that we can know you and your love more and more each and every day, for how much you care about us, how much you never regret anything about your calling in our lives, but that you are always so pleased. Thank you, Father, for continuing to remind us of that you are pleased in every one of us, that we are pleasing in your sight. We are your beloved. Thank you, Father, for continuing to remind us of that day by day, that there's nothing that we can do that shocks you or surprises you, because you know us. You have counted every hair on our head. You have engraved our names on the palms of your hands, and that you do so love us. Thank you, Father, for continuing to walk with us, talk with us, guide our steps as we continue to seek you and desire to know you more and more every day. Thank you, Father, for open doors so that we can share of your goodness, share of the way you have blessed our lives, the way you have brought miracles to pass in our lives, so that we can encourage others to believe for the same. Thanks, Father, for this and for the joy of what it means to be your sons and daughters and to have an intimate relationship with you. Thank you for these things, and thank you for that power that dwells within us, that power that is beyond any power that is resident within the world, because it is your power. Thank you, Father, for that. In that wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Can someone speak in tongues or prophesy, interpret and prophesy?
Go.
Me. Isikehao mahakilea mahaya. Pandeya sakai. Bode kisi omakatsase. Latamasa, my children, I love you. I love you. You are my own, and I will take care of you no matter what it takes. It will take you to be the one enlightenment that you have for us, Father. We thank you. We love you. We praise you, Father. We know your goodness. God in Christ in us. It's there. It's dwell in us, Father. We thank you. We love you. We praise you, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you.
Keshanto ko sino ko shahi no sukuriyanto ko shanta hi nesike. Efono shikiyanto liya sakaya no kon shata kriyete. No kon no kriyata na kiyanto o no santa hi na hi no kriyata. And my beloved children, know that I have did a complete work in you. I left nothing undone. You are complete and beautiful in my sight. You are my masterpieces. So don't try to work on yourself or fix yourself. I have already fixed you through Christ, and there is nothing else that needs to be done. You are never out of my reach. I am always there with you, loving you, looking over you, taking care of you, strengthening you. I am your sufficiency in everything. I am your only source. So come to me, trust my word, trust what I have given you, for it is your life. And it's your life eternally.
Okay.
My beautiful children, my blessed and beloved ones, you each are perfect in my sight, for I have created you as my masterpieces in Christ Jesus. I only see that, my children. So keep walking for me, keep loving me, keep seeking me daily, knowing that I will continue to bless you and cause you to grow and give you all good things, my children. For I desire for you to be blessed in every category, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And this has already been accomplished for you. So what is there that I haven't done for you? So just believe me and walk with me and know that I care for you and pour your heart out to me all day long. And I will speak to you in the depths and the innermost parts of your soul and your being through that spirit that I've given you, because I have chosen you to be my ambassadors, my sons and daughters. Is there anything that I won't do for you?
Know for surely, my kids, that you stand before me
blameless. But I love you. And I love you so, so much. That you can come to me always with whatever is on your heart. That I will take care of you. That I will clothe you. That I will feed you. That I have already done it. So come to me with everything.
All right. Wonderful. Amen.